Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any for today. If you want to suggest a topic, you can through the Subscribestar and PayPal links down below. As for this video, I want to cover the Miss Monopoly board game that came out back in 2019, for the first half of the video. And then the second half, I'll give you my take on the current drop in stock, real estate, and crypto markets, and where I see things heading for the rest of the year. As for Miss Monopoly, it's a game that promotes equity instead of equality. And I don't know why I didn't cover this topic when it first came out. When you start the game, each female player is given $1,900, versus $1,500 for each male player. Also, each female player is given $240 every time they pass go, instead of $200 each time when the boys go around. Also, instead of properties like Boardwalk and Marvin Gardens that are in the original game, they're actually female inventions instead. I wonder if it includes chocolate chip cookies. Because don't you know that's a female invention? I thought cookies would be a joke that I always use in my videos as one of women's greatest inventions. But I was right, and not in a good way. Boardwalk has been replaced with chocolate chip cookies. Doesn't that technically promote the patriarchy and that women are supposed to be in the kitchen cooking? But I guess they can't be picky considering there are so few things invented by women. They also have the dishwasher as one of the female inventions. They also have the retractable dog leash. Wi-Fi and solar heating, all invented by women. You'd think that Wi-Fi would be Boardwalk, and that Kevlar used to make bulletproof vests would be Park Place. But I guess cookies it is. Also, the hotels and houses have been replaced by a blue business headquarters building instead. They also replace the tiny metal pieces. They include a notebook and pen, a jet, a glass, a watch, a barbell, and Miss Monopoly's white top hat. I think they should have replaced the battleship with a tampon. Top hat with a high-heeled shoe, and replace the car with a purse. I would have kept the iron thimble and little dog because it fits in well with the whole domestication theme, and the dishwasher and chocolate chip cookies. Maybe replace the wheelbarrow with some birth control pills, and the horse with an OnlyFans girl. Also, most people hated going to jail while playing Monopoly. Maybe when the female characters go to jail, they can get paid by Jamal for conjugal visits. But the male players have to pay Drop the Soap Tyrone to get plowed by him in the prison shower room. This ridiculous game is created to highlight the gender pay gap, but women already make more money under 35 than men do. So who exactly are they trying to target with this game? Maybe they're trying to show young men that life won't be fair for them in the future. The pay gap has already been solved. Now women are working on the gender dating gap. There aren't enough eligible men with means for women to marry. They created their own problem by trying to make as much money and more than men do, and now they're complaining about it once more. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today, to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to teaching young boys they will be financially handicapped in life, even if they don't have a wife. Clown World Show. I wonder what the community chest is like in this game. There must be a card that says, you've won a large divorce court settlement, so each male player on the board has to pay you $100. But if you're a male player, then you have to pay each woman $500. The new main character in the game, Miss Monopoly, who's also the niece of rich Uncle Pennybags, is an advocate whose mission is to invest in female entrepreneurs. But the problem with entrepreneurship in women is that it's a high-risk and high-reward strategy. And you have to have pretty high IQ to compete with males, because there are more high IQ males than there are high IQ females. Come to think of it, I did actually talk about the Miss Monopoly game, but only the part about how Hasbro handed off $20,000 to three different girls to invest in their inventions. But he didn't actually do a deep dive into the design of the game, and how it's about equity instead of equality. First, women went from being champions for true equality. Then women wanted equal outcomes for less effort, hence equity. Now they not only put in less effort, but their financial outcomes are better than men's. Now they're complaining and telling men to man up and earn more money after they've rigged the game against us. Many rational boys and men are smart enough to see that this sort of tomfoolery isn't really fair, and it's not working on them anymore. The game also features Wi-Fi and solar heating instead of the traditional utilities, because those two things are invented by a woman, Maybe we should create a bootleg MGTOW monopoly with male inventions instead. But instead of giving women a head start, we simply don't allow them to play the game. As for Miss Monopoly, it's also embarrassing to women because the chocolate chip cookies thing. You know it's designed by leftists because the left can't meme. There's a great Twitter account with the same name that shows how whenever leftoids try and attack the patriarchy or the right, they end up making a mockery of themselves. It's like the creators of Bad Women thinking it was smart when fans just saw it as being unnecessarily stupid and sexist. The Miss Monopoly game is criticized rightfully as being a game where women succeed simply because of their gender. But isn't that what life is all about anyways? Women being human beings and men being human doings. Maybe Monopoly finally caught up to real life with government handouts for women, corporate hiring quotas, and educational grants and scholarships for the proud owner of a slit and tits. Even a few women said it was unhelpful to portray women as needing special advantages. Of course a woman would say that because it is unhelpful to show how men have the deck stacked against them in our society. This sort of board game is all about showing men that we are at a disadvantage, and that is unhelpful to women because they need us to think they are actually at a disadvantage, so we keep giving them more free stuff. Women are sneaky with their language. As for the second half of the video, it's time to talk about finance and what's going on in the economy and stock market. COVID seems to have been the biggest financial fakeout in history. Everyone thought there would be a COVID crash and depression, so they dumped their assets a lot. Yes, there was a quick crash initially in early 2020, but it was a fakeout as the markets crashed 40 to 50%. Then there was a whole bunch of money pumped in from lower rates and asset purchases by central banks, which brought up asset prices by 100% from there. Now that everyone got rich and has more money, that meant inflation took off, because you have twice as much money chasing the same number, if not less, goods, thanks to supply chain issues. Now that COVID is over, everyone thinks life is going back to normal. But the high inflation is leading the Fed to raise rates and dump assets, which is what's going to cause an unexpected real crash. But I believe that at some point they will quickly back off and lower rates once the banking system breaks as houses, stocks, and other assets crash 30 or 40% or even more. Then I'm predicting there'll be another run-up in the markets after that once they announce that they're going to lower rates again. This feels like we're riding a seesaw or financial roller coaster that goes from deflation and inflation back and forth over and over again. Right now, raising rates is having a reverse wealth effect, as people feel poorer as their investments tank, so they pull back their spending, so most likely we're already in a recession. Tech stocks and crypto are the most risky assets when interest rates go up. Luckily, I got out of most of my tech stocks, even though I keep dollar cost averaging into some of them, and when eventually they lower the rates, I can get my money back. The Fed said they were raising rates on November 21st of 2021. And that's when we should have dumped everything tech and crypto related, because that was the top. I'll remember that for the next interest rate hiking cycle, or lowering cycle. I'm still keeping all my crypto and don't care if Bitcoin keeps falling. I'll just dollar cost average into more. But I sold 60% of my stocks and I'm waiting for when they say they're actually done raising rates, or even when they say they're going to lower them. That's when I'll plow the money back to work. We could also be heading for a 10-year period like the 2000s, when stocks were relatively flat. But I don't think it's going to happen because big tech is growing and Bitcoin is going through another halving cycle in only 2 years. And then its inflation will go from 1.8% to 0.9%. And even if demand remains steady, that means a price increase relative to new supply. Plus, crypto holders aren't spooked by 50% plus falls from the top, like we just had. That lack of fear has spilled over to other investments, and I think that the market makers know this. So they have to ratchet up the volatility to force weak hands to sell their stocks. Because a lot of big tech owners are also Bitcoin owners. But when big tech price-to-earnings ratios have fallen to value levels, while the companies continue to see massive growth, why would you sell? It's like the Fed is holding a balloon underwater by raising interest rates. I think they'll probably get to 2.25 or 2.5 instead of their target of 3%, before finally cutting back because asset prices will fall on average 30 to 40%. At some point, I'm planning on selling some of my financial assets and buying real estate with them. So if both asset classes fall, it's like I'm in the exact same place and nothing happened. It's not going to change my life, so I'm not worried about it. The only thing that would change my life dramatically financially is if Bitcoin goes up 3 times in value from here one day. Odds are pretty good that's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 years, if not in the next 5 or 6. I can wait. But a lot of younger guys can't, so I see a lot of people selling out of their assets, but the question to ask is, what do you buy instead? Some people say that raising rates is not going to lower prices of consumer goods, while at the same time lowering asset prices. That it's going to be brutal because deflation will destroy your wealth, and inflation will force you to spend more of that smaller amount of money that you have left to live. It would be a double whammy. That's why 30% of my net worth is in cash waiting to see what happens. It's only for the next 6 to 12 month period, and plus my average gain is already 45% on the stocks I sold to raise that money. Better to lose 10% to inflation over a year than to lose 20 or 30% as those stocks correct. I also only have to pay capital gains on half those stocks because half was in retirement and the other half was in tax-free accounts. I'd love to hear what you guys think in the comment section. Maybe there's something I'm missing here. As for Miss Monopoly, thank God that woke board game failed. And then it looks like the culture war is being won by calmer heads. Funny enough, the precursor to Monopoly was actually a game called The Landlord's Game back in 1904. It inspired Monopoly. So why didn't that get included as one of the inventions in Miss Monopoly? It just goes to show that the designers didn't do their homework. I also couldn't see all the inventions on the board game because I couldn't get enough good pictures online, but women invented treatments for cataracts as well as home security systems, the life raft Kevlar, and other things that keep women safe. This whole push for equity reminds me of the film Harrison Bergeron. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will still smash the Miss Monopoly board game because men will beat them at their own game even when men are handicapped. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that create board games rigged against men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.